This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here on this Labor Day edition of the show. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. So enjoy. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Hey, it is Labor Day, and we are actually here after having all of us actually attended a local Labor Day get-together with all kinds of Free State Project participants, as well as some New Hampshire natives.
That's right. We know how to party, even though we have a radio show to do.
It was a good time, and
yes.
Lots of great food, lots of great company,
yes.
And it's wonderful to be around so many great people. There was a new lady there who had just sold her home in Colorado, and she's seriously considering making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And, you know, obviously it's a really nice thing to be able to uproot oneself and have the freedom to make that choice and to come to a place like this. And I told her that today was actually our 7th anniversary, Mark, you and I, 7 years ago to this very date, pretty much, was our first day.
I think it was the 6th.
Our first full day in New
Hampshire.
But
it was Labor Day.
Right. We left on the Saturday night. Was Sunday the Labor Day or was it Monday the Labor Day? Monday would have been the Labor Day, right?
Monday would have been the Labor Day.
Yeah, so I think that Monday, Labor Day, was our first full day in New Hampshire. We arrived on Sunday, I believe. Or did we arrive
on
Monday?
No, we didn't. We were on the road on Sunday.
Really? Okay. Okay. There you go. So, yeah, that's right. We didn't leave until it was late Saturday night.
So you arrived in 2006?
That's correct.
So it would have been September 4th,
mm-hmm.
So still 2 days until the anniversary date.
Well, no, it's still like 7 years because it's a Labor Day, so you can't count exact dates. It would be Labor Day.
You celebrate your birthday on the exact date that you were born. You don't say,
but Daryl, I was born on a Tuesday.
It was the second Tuesday of August.
You can't. Whoa. Don't try to reason with crazy, Daryl. It just doesn't work.
I was born on the first Tuesday of February of 1978 that also happened to be Chinese New Year. I don't celebrate my birthday every Chinese New Year, although I do sort of celebrate Chinese New Year because I like the oddity of it. It was my birthday.
What's wrong with if we moved up on Labor Day, and we did, then just celebrating that every Labor Day?
I think we should just keep celebrating.
It sounds as though you're being a government of, we're celebrating it on the Monday after the holiday, unless the holiday was late
silly.
In the week, and then it's the Friday.
Silly,
you just
silly
want a
nonsense.
3-day weekend.
Silly nonsense. So anyway, we're here now.
Don't bother me with facts, Daryl. I don't care what the date was.
It's good to be around hundreds.
You've still got 2 days until your anniversary.
If not thousands of other people who love liberty and who are willing to actually do something to bring it about. And, of course, that's what the Free State Project is all about. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more about that. Daryl, you are on the board of directors of the Cheshire TV.
Yes.
Now, that is a local cable access channel here in the Keene area.
Yes.
The studios for said Cheshire TV are located in a Masonic Lodge building.
What used to be a building for a Masonic Lodge that is currently owned by the library,
which
is owned by the city of Keene.
Have you ever been up in their little throne room thing?
I have not.
I want to go back up there just because I only went up once and it was just so creepy.
There's a meeting there Wednesday. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. Anyway, I bring it up because it's creepy. Like, I've never been involved in the Masons or whatever.
And then Wednesday will be the anniversary of the day that you moved here, so we can do some sort of weird little ritual.
Kind of ritual. So the reason I bring this up in the first place, I'm looking at the news for the day.
I'll tell you what, stay out of those people's little meeting room, okay?
Well, Mark,
they don't want you in there.
There was a guy who, well, it's not theirs anymore from what I understand. It's like historical.
It's owned by the city.
It's owned by the library.
All right, then that's fine.
A whole building. But there was a friend of ours who will not be named who made a pretty radical and scary claim that he was raped by the Masons. And, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy or anything like that, but that's a pretty serious claim to make.
Indeed, yes. It is.
And he's having kind of a bad time mentally. So, Mark, you disbelieved that claim. as if I'm recalling correctly. You just believed it right on its face.
I think that a claim like that is going to require substantial proof.
Yep. Well, I don't know how you can prove
that you
were raped when you were a child.
Would you say the same thing if it was a woman who made the allegation?
I'm going to say that yes. I think that I could be swayed if, depending on how close the person is to me, but I tend to... this person is reasonably close, mm-hmm. and I'm not... altogether sure that their judgment is sound.
I'm not sure for how long this went on. I'm not sure, you know, for how many years of his life, or if it was just a one-off incident. Or if it happened at all. I don't know, Mark. But it's an interesting claim. And then there's news here from the dailymail.co.uk. Police in Michigan have broken up a shocking drug-fueled orgy being hosted at a secretive Masonic lodge, and it wasn't the first time it's happened, say the authorities. Officials were called to the prominent building in downtown Battle Creek, Michigan, which sits across the park from police headquarters, about 2:15 in the morning on Sunday. They found five women dancing on stage naked, also reportedly discovered a couple having sex in the lodge, and several men standing around filming the action.
Okay.
WWMT-TV reports that authorities believe the Masonic Lodge, which is home of the secret society called Freemasons, has been used for such activities before and are working to shut the operation down. Police sources told the television station that officers found a drug-fueled sex party in the building and sent the revelers home. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with people getting together and having themselves a drug-fueled sex party if that's what they, you know, if that's what floats their boat.
Now, here's my question. On what grounds would the city or county or whatever jurisdiction it was that's saying they want to shut it down... on what grounds? Because it seems to me that...
A private party, yeah.
To some extent, the Masons are a religious slash fraternal organization.
You do have to believe in a supreme being in order to be a Mason.
So, you know, well, what about the freedom of religion? Mm-hmm. The freedom to practice your religion as you see fit?
Well, I think that there's some court victories between the actual freedom to practice your religion how you wish. By that I mean some foreign spices that may not be legal in all jurisdictions being consumed on site, whatever it might be.
The cannabis.
If your religion includes taking certain drugs,
mushrooms.
The government doesn't think that those drugs are part of your religion. Whatever that is, that's just some kind of cover for crazy activity.
Could I sacrifice a chicken?
You can do whatever you... Yes, you can.
Legally? Like,
I believe
would,
you can.
You know, would that be allowed by law? Would I go to jail if I sacrifice a chicken as part of my faith?
I suspect you would not go to jail for sacrificing a chicken if you did not torture the chicken, as opposed to just how one normally slips.
You might be less
chicken.
Likely to go to jail if you did it in your own property rather than, say, Central Square.
I don't know, Daryl. Somebody might decide that because it's a part of a religious ritual that the chicken itself is now being tortured rather than just being having his throat slit. I personally have slit the throat of many a chicken, so I don't feel like.
Why do
that's
you
torture.
Slit the throat? You swing them around in a circle and snap the neck.
It's not.
My grandmother told me how to kill a chicken.
Excellent. I'm glad your grandmother has. there are different techniques, and I'm glad that you like the one your grandmother taught you.
So, back to the Freemasons here in Battle Creek.
Have they ever
sacrificed
chickens?
I don't know. But they do have an excuse in this case. They're claiming that it wasn't them. They weren't the ones having
the
party.
Them.
No. So the party was broken up by the police around 2-something in the morning. The Battle Creek Freemasons refused to comment on camera for the TV station, but insisted the orgy was not part of the secret society's rituals. They said the party was not sponsored by their group at all. Instead, they say a party promoter paid $900 to rent the space for the night.
All right.
Charlie, a Freemason spokesman, said the man renting the lodge told the Freemasons he'd be hosting a dance party. They said they checked on the party at about 1 a.m. and found nothing suspicious. However, when officers arrived a little more than an hour later, they found debauchery, say the police. City officials say they're considering fines and charges both against the party promoters and the Freemasons who own the building. And yeah, I also wonder, what would those charges be exactly? You know, they had naked women there. Does that mean it's a strip club or something like that? Why wouldn't you be able to have those things at a private party if you're, you know, again, not disturbing anybody, presumably? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement. made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it. But they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Your live Labor Day edition of the program, 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Unless you're Kim Jong-un's ex-lover, in which case you've been executed. Maybe we'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. Of course, 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share there. There's the webcam, which allows you to watch, to listen, and to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners who are in our chat room. Go to cam.com.
www.freetalklive.com.
I recently acquired some stock that I'm very excited about. It's Force Field Energy is the company. Their ticker symbol is FNRG. And one of the area profit centers that they have is these organic Rankine cycle conversion units. Yeah, I'd never heard of one either. But I think the technology is important because they've redesigned this technology. It's been around since 1960, but they've made it more efficient. And they're using less caustic materials. These organic Rankine cycle conversion units are able to convert heat into electricity. They're big generator kind of things. But now, instead of just converting temperatures up to 550 degrees, their units can convert up to 900 degrees. They've basically got the only unit you can buy, essentially. And now government mandates make it basically so these companies have to have these units because they can't just shoot 900-degree heat out the top of a smokestack. And there's government subsidies that go into the purchasing of these things. The turnaround can be as short as 1 year, depending on the political designation for the company. So being in that, having basically the only technology in a sector is a great place to be for a company. Anybody can go buy FNRG. They're at $5.20 last I looked. And I think it's going to go upward. That's my opinion. All investments have risk, so understand that, but I'm taking that risk with you. But if you've got $25,000 to invest, you can get in on the private placement for only $4 a share. You'll have to hold the stock for 6 months, but there's a warrant for a year after that for another $4 if you want to. You can put them in your IRA. They've also got convertible notes if that's your preference. It's forcefieldenergy.com. Go there. Click on the Contact Us tab to get a hold of them to get in the private placement. Forcefieldenergy.com. Contact us.
All right. So 855-453 is the toll-free number. We also have Skype. You can Skype the show at username lrn.fm. Daryl is with us from fpp.cc. And, Daryl, what was it you wanted to share tonight?
So I've got a story here from Reuters that I actually came across the story from antiwar.com. But antiwar.com, they basically, you know, took the pertinent parts of it, condensed it, and left out a lot of the backstory that is covered in the article from Reuters. A judge recently gave a victory to people challenging the no-fly list.
Okay.
So the story is 13 Muslim Americans challenging the government's secretive no-fly list won a partial victory in federal court when a judge found they, quote, have a constitutionally protected liberty in international air travel. But U.S. District Judge Anna Brown has yet to decide whether the government violated their rights to due process under a policy that excludes individuals from commercial air travel if they are suspected of having ties to terrorism. In her ruling in Wednesday of last week in Portland, the judge also asked both the plaintiffs and the Department of Justice for more information before deciding key parts of the case.
I love the idea that, the TSA apparently is so incompetent that a suspected terrorist can't be trusted to get on a plane. I mean, they're running you through there. They're making you take off your shoes and your belt and going through every possession you have, throwing away your water bottles and your fingernail files or whatever it is that they're after there. But these people are still too dangerous to fly. My God, these people must be ninjas.
So let me see if I'm clear on this. There's a partial setback in that
a partial victory for the 13 who are suing.
So a setback for the no-fly list, though. So the, yes. So they're saying that there's some sort of right to international travel
by air.
But on the other hand, there's still certain key points of this that have yet to be decided upon.
Yes, right? About whether or not due process has been violated.
Okay.
The article continues. It says the 13 plaintiffs, all U.S. citizens who deny any links to terrorism, say they were placed on the government's no-fly list without notice or any realistic avenue of appeal.
Sure.
They complain they only learned of their no-fly status after buying airline tickets, arriving at airports, and being refused permission to board the planes. The government has refused to officially acknowledge that they are even on the list. The only recourse an individual has for clearing one's name, they argue, is an essentially dead-end process by which they fill out a form and receive back a letter with no explanation or even a confirmation of their no-fly status. The government counters that there is adequate means of contesting the flight ban and that individuals listed under the policy may ultimately petition a U.S. appeals court directly for relief.
Well, that sounds like an easy process.
I wonder how many people have been successful at it.
Yeah.
The Justice Department also argues that barring one's access to air travel is not an undue burden or a violation of a constitutionally protected right.
What's the big deal? You can't leave the country, so?
No, you can leave, just not on an airplane.
You can leave by boat.
Right, you can drive.
And not on a cruise ship.
You can drive to Toronto and fly out.
Brown, the judge, disagreed, disputing the government's contention that international air travel is a mere convenience in light of the realities of our modern world. But the judge said she was not ready to decide on a proper remedy in the case, suggesting that the answer hinged on whether the plaintiffs had an adequate avenue of appeal. She wrote in her decision, "The court is not yet able to resolve on the current record whether the judicial review process is a sufficient post-deprivation process under the Constitution."
I don't see how it could be. I mean, it's the idea that, oh, well, just take it up to the appeals court, and then maybe you can get your name off this list.
It seems as though it's that easy, but the article gets
into...
It
seems very difficult to me. I wouldn't know where to begin filing an appeal or how you go about doing
that. The appeals court is limited in the number of cases that they can even review in a year.
How does the appeals court take a case that hasn't had a court hearing in the first place?
Right.
How can I appeal a TSA decision?
And there are supposedly like 20,000 people on the no-fly list.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that the number of appeals courts that exist could hear or even review 20,000 cases.
Of course, most of them aren't going to bother with that process because it's going to be too onerous. Where do you begin with that?
The judge gave both sides until September 9th to recommend a process to better develop the record so that she can complete her ruling.
So I guess I'm curious, you know, to those of you out there listening, have you ever encountered any kind of restrictions like this? I have not been on the no-fly list, but I have been on a very restricted
super secret search,
special search list, where every time I flew, I was given extra special treatment, and they'd even bring guys out to the gate to search us again.
It wasn't exactly a list, apparently. You just tripped their formula.
My account was flagged or whatever, and it happened every single time.
That's
you can
true.
Call it whatever you want.
That's
855-453. What about you and your experience? You can share that or bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are here on this live Labor Day edition of the show. Tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And, ooh, there's some audio there. I'm going to get rid of that. So, yeah, we'll talk to you about anything that you want. 855-450-FREE, whether it's the no-fly list, the TSA, your experiences, you're certainly welcome to share those. We got Daryl here from FPP.cc, and he's sharing with us news about the no-fly list receiving a bit of a setback from a court decision that has sort of suggested that people have a right to travel by air.
Well, it didn't sort of suggest. The judge wrote that in her decision, that people have a fundamental liberty to travel internationally by air.
But does she use fundamental liberty or the word right? Because, I mean, obviously you don't have a right to use...
The word liberty is used.
Because obviously you don't have a right to use somebody else's private property, in which case the airlines are privately owned, from what I can tell. That you don't have a right to just walk on someone's airline if you haven't paid for a ticket, obviously.
Well, I don't think anybody is saying that anyone has the right to trespass on someone's property in order to, you know, do business or whatever.
What just about exit tests?
She's saying you have a right to do business with the airline and that the federal government shouldn't be able to stand in the way?
So her exact quote is that people have a constitutionally protected liberty interest in traveling internationally by air.
Constitutionally protected liberty interest.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult for anybody to interpret. What about the exit tax? I think that this thing's very interesting because I could theoretically, and there are people like this, theoretically, that be born in the United States on my 18th birthday, decide...
Are born on their birthday, not on the 18th birthday.
All right, whatever I said, then I think you understand what I mean. On 18 years after my birthday,
okay,
I will leave the United States on an airplane with the intention of striking out on my own, being wealthy, and doing my thing. If I become very wealthy, I can continue to pay taxes as a U.S. citizen that amount of time. I turn 30, say to myself, well, this is stupid. I live in Timbuktu, and every year for the last 12 years, I've had to send money back to the United States in order to, I don't know exactly what, but I'm not using those services, so I will become a Timbuktuian. And as a, maybe it's a Timbuktutsi, I'm not sure what the...
I'm not sure.
And so once I give up my, I choose to give up my U.S. citizenship at that point and to become a Timbuktuian, the United States government will demand from me something like half of my wealth in order to cease to be called a U.S. citizen.
Why don't you just ignore them? I mean, why not just forget about them? Stop paying them money.
You just can't come back in the country, I think, is what the biggest concern is. Is if my mother is now on her deathbed as a Timbuktuian, I wish to go come see her.
You're going to get arrested.
Yeah. If I come back in the country, the IRS is liable to be waiting there with handcuffs and not even let me see the... Who knows? I don't
possibly.
Know.
I wonder about that. It happened with Dave Chappelle when he skipped off to Africa with like $49 million and didn't pay some taxes.
They arrested him when he came back?
I do believe so, and charged him really large fines. Wesley Snipes wound up getting fined like $3 million on, you know, not filing. It happens.
I guess you just have to do a video conference with your dying mother or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, is that it's the geographic location known as the United States. You're not going to necessarily want to go. I've heard they've got IRS agents skulking about other countries, including Panama, looking for what expats might be saying about what they're doing as far as their taxes go.
Mm.
I don't know what to say about that.
Could they arrest you in Panama?
They certainly did Noriega.
Mm.
They took him and put him in trial in Miami.
Let's go to the phones here in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to get it. You can go there and get name brands, good quality stuff. I was just using an item that I got from manventureoutpost.com a couple of years ago. I think it was yesterday or the day before, and I was noting to myself, wow, what a great item. This thing can last me for years because it's just such good craftsmanship. And that's what you get sometimes when you get the name brands. That's one of the reasons people choose to get name brands, is because you hope to get a better quality item. And you'll get them at rock-bottom prices at manventureoutpost.com. Every time I've gotten any item there, I haven't been able to find anything on the Internet that's less costly for the same item. So there you go, manventureoutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. I've been doing business with them for years. You can trust them. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Go to Shane in Torrington, Connecticut. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live on the live Labor Day edition. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I have a question for you. With Chelsea Manning, the helicopter pilot that did the things that he did, was he ever held accountable for those actions?
I do not believe that the pilot in the collateral murder video was ever held to account. I don't have any of that information.
Just to clarify, you're not saying Chelsea Manning was a helicopter pilot. You mean the guy was in the video.
Yeah.
Actually, it probably wasn't the pilot that was doing the shooting. It was probably a gunman that was doing the shooting.
Pretty much Chelsea's first name has now been turned to Private Manning, so that people understand that this is formerly Bradley.
Private Manning.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. You can get away with murder and rape in the U.S. military and very rarely get any significant penalties for it. But if you give up a few secrets, then you go to prison for several years.
And it is my understanding, because I've been following the Private Manning stuff fairly closely, it is my understanding that nobody that was involved with any of what was released by Private Manning has been held accountable for what they did.
Including people at the State Department.
So people have committed war crimes and have not been held accountable, but the person that basically told the world that war crimes were committed has been sentenced to 35 years in a military prison.
Yes, on top of what he's already served.
Pretty much. Shane, anything else you want to comment on tonight?
No, that's all. I was actually very curious about that. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
And it's not actually 35 years on top of what's already been served. Private Manning is getting time reduced from the 35 years for time served.
All right. So he's already been in, what, almost 3 years? Like that?
It's 1,294 days pre-sentence. So it is being reduced from the 35 years. So roughly 32 years.
So is it? So then does that mean, because I'd heard
after another 8 years, Private Manning can seek parole.
Okay, because that's what I was going to ask about, was whether the 3 years that he's already been in counts towards the eight years of the parole. It does not count towards it, or it does?
8 years.
You're saying
from
8 more years.
8 years from the date in which Private Manning was sentenced.
Okay.
Private Manning can seek parole.
Got it.
So what often happens, as the resident expert here on Good Time, what often happens with prison time is that there's this calculation that goes into it. So likely, if Private Manning was sentenced to 35 years and had not done a single day in jail, it probably would have only been, instead of 8 years, 9 years until she was eligible for parole.
I see.
But the the 3 years or whatever that she has done up to this point is applied to the sentence, and the sentence is reduced to like 32 years or 31 something years. But the way the formula comes out, essentially, the county jail time and all these kind of things are usually not weighted in the favor of the detainee.
Gotcha. So there you go. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Daryl, was there more that you wanted to share about TSA news, where their no-fly list is maybe experiencing some legal setbacks?
Yes. During a hearing in June, Judge Brown questioned if the government's procedure of directly appealing a no-fly status to an appellate court was even feasible. Appellate judges are limited to reviewing a record established through lower court proceedings.
Right. You don't just walk into an appeals court and say, I'd like to file a case, without having a case upon which to appeal from a court. And the TSA is not a court, so how could you possibly appeal them?
And the no-fly list is classified, and I'll get into that.
All right, great.
In the next segment.
More coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, coming up, is sending your kids to a private school or homeschooling them a terrible thing? We'll find out.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat? Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663
866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
"We're there!"
freezedryguy.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Hey, and don't forget, you can also help support the show by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That means you send $5 a month to the show. We will invest that into Free Talk Live and use it to get on more radio stations around the country. One of the ways we do that is by going to industry conventions. Mark and myself will be going in just over a month, actually. It's coming up pretty fast, to Los Angeles, where we will be schmoozing it up with the bigwigs in talk radio once again. And it has yet to be announced if we will have any role in the convention, but it is typical that one of the two of us is given some sort of a speaking role in these
Which
conventions.
Which convention?
Talkers. They have a West Coast and an East Coast, so the East Coast one is in June.
So two a year.
Yeah. The East Coast one's in June in New York City, and the West Coast one is in the fall in Los Angeles. So we are able to go to these industry events because of listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers and helping us out. I mean, that's really what it's all about. You get perks like access
to
the
Well, it's not helping us out, okay? I mean, really, but it is helpful. But Free Talk Live might be one of the... If, from what I can tell, and I'd love to somebody to disprove this to me, because if there's a better way to spread the ideas of liberty, I want to know.
Well, that's what you're helping us do. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear. You're helping us bring this show, which is one of the most consistent liberty-oriented shows out there, to a general audience. There's great liberty podcasts out there. I mean, there's dozens of great liberty podcasts. Daryl, you host a few of them.
Yes.
But most of those podcasts do not have access to radio stations around the country. We have over 125 stations now, coast to coast, AM and FM. These are mainstream stations that air our show, that air, you know, sometimes they air us 7 nights a week. Some stations only air us 1 night a week, but it's still... The ideas of freedom and principled liberty-oriented concepts getting into people's minds all around the country, that's the thing that those other liberty podcasts can't accomplish from the position that they're in. So that's the special thing about Free Talk Live, and that's what your money is really going to support. Is that what you were getting at?
Yes. Mark?
So amp.freetalklive.com, you can go there, sign up, get access to the perks like the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, forum, and more. It makes a big difference for us, and thank you for that. amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking TSA, in this case the no-fly list, which has been around for a long time and has been a real thorn. It's been a thorn in the side of a bunch of people. Was it 20,000 names on there? Is
yes,
that right?
20,000.
Yeah, these are people who are just, period, not allowed to fly. And a few of those folks are challenging it. Was it the Court of Appeals made the decision?
13 people have filed a federal lawsuit that's currently in one of the U.S. District Court.
District Court. And this judge is not yet done fully ruling on this case.
Correct.
But initial response looks like she is not exactly a fan of this no-fly list.
Right. Well, it's not necessarily that she's not a fan. It's that she's saying that by not necessarily having a correct route to challenge, that, you know, it appears as though the no-fly list is unconstitutional.
A violation of due process.
That's what has yet to be determined, is whether or not it actually is a violation.
Right. She's trying to figure that out.
But she is saying that international air travel is a constitutionally protected liberty, or that you have a constitutionally protected liberty interest in being able to travel internationally by air.
Yeah, I'm interested in that, too, especially as somebody who holds a world passport by the World Service Authority, as opposed to a passport issued by some state or some government somewhere. It'll be interesting to remember that if I ever try to use the passport and they don't want to let me travel with it.
So during the hearing in June, she questioned whether there was actually a procedure for appealing status on the no-fly list. Because the feds say, well, just go to an appeals court, but appellate judges are limited to reviewing a record established through lower court proceedings. Moreover, no-fly case files that the government maintains contains classified information that is off-limits to examination by the travelers and their lawyers. The American Civil Liberties Union.
It's too dangerous to turn over to a government-certified lawyer.
Yes.
That's amazing. You spend, 4 years in college and then another few years in lawyer in school, and you get your government certification, you take the long test and all that stuff, and you're still not trustworthy enough to show this information. My God, these 20,000 people that just can't fly after they've been groped and prodded and x-rayed and scanned by the TSA and had their water bottles thrown away really are a dangerous bunch of people, aren't they?
Yes.
20,000 of them? God.
The ACLU, which brought the lawsuit in 2010, applauded the ruling, while a Justice Department attorney who argued the government's case declined to comment. The ACLU attorney, Nusrat Chaudhuri, said in a statement, "For the first time, a federal court has recognized that when the government bans Americans from flying and smears them as suspected terrorists, it deprives them of constitutionally protected liberties, and they must have a fair process to clear their names." The no-fly list, established in 2003 in the aftermath of the September 11, 2001 attacks, bars those on it from flying within the United States or to and from the country.
Yeah, you're grounded. I mean, period.
It is shared with foreign governments. As of last year, the list included 20,000 people deemed by the FBI as having or reasonably suspected of having ties to terrorism. An agency spokesman
said
about 500 of them were U.S. citizens.
There are people who have a name on this list that have been identified as someone who's on the list, but in point of fact, they just have the same name as well. So even though there's 20,000 names, it could be affecting 50,000 people or
more. It could be affecting 100,000 people.
I haven't seen that happen. I haven't seen a news story about that happening.
Have you seen her
in 5 years?
Just because you haven't seen the story doesn't mean it hasn't been happening.
That's true.
There's a lot of news out there.
I used to work with a guy. When I worked for an airline would have been 3 years ago, I worked with a guy who, if he used his middle name when purchasing a ticket, it flagged him. But if he just used the middle initial, he was cleared. Because he had the same name as someone that was on the list, but he had to use the little trick with, you know, not using the name or using the initial.
One of these days, I really want to go and try to fly under the name Ian Freeman rather than the name that I was born with.
That's a good idea, and you should do that.
I really should do that. It's just that every time I'm flying somewhere, I usually have to get there, and I'm concerned that I'll be delayed.
Just buy a $99 ticket.
Yeah, I was thinking of just flying for, like, Manchester to Boston or something like that for, I don't know how much that would cost, but it couldn't be
or
too much.
West Lebanon gets federal subsidies to have lower ticket prices, so just buy a ticket out of West Lebanon. Drive up, visit your Sunday night co-host, and then go to the airport.
Do they actually have like TSA at the small airports
yes.
like that?
Okay. Every airport that has commercial flights has TSA.
All right, gotcha.
They might only be there for 45 minutes before the flight, and then they close up shop and go home.
Right.
But, yes, every airport in the United States that has commercial flights has TSA.
Got cool. it.
So what else do we need to know?
What I'd like to another point to bring up here is you mentioned your world passport.
Yeah.
The United States government isn't going to check your passport that I know of on your way out of the country.
Right.
The passport is checked on your way into whatever country in which you go.
Okay.
So whatever the ruling here is by the U.S. Court of Appeals isn't of any validity when you go to Haiti and you say,
that's,
I've got a constitutional right to travel.
That's not an entirely accurate statement.
All right.
Because the TSA will check the documents, and if they do not believe that the document is legitimate enough, they do not have to let you through security.
Alrighty.
So they do check the document.
Would I have to show the passport to get through security on an international flight, or could I just show a driver's license?
You could show a driver's license. You would need to show the airline.
Mm-hmm.
When you're checking in for the international flight, you would need to show them your passport, and they would scan it through their little machine, and then the machine would come up, either give them the ticket or don't let them get the ticket and call TSA over.
It's an interesting realm to do experimentation in. I know one of our former co-hosts, Sam, used to enjoy flying without ID. He would just fly with no ID whatsoever, and rumor has it you're not allowed to do that anymore, but I think that's mostly a bluff. You probably could get away with it.
There are procedures in place for if you don't have ID.
Yeah. You just get a super secret special search.
Yes.
Right. All right, so more coming up here tonight, 855, 453. Mark, you've got a story by someone who's really upset about people who are sending their kids to private school or maybe homeschooling them or unschooling, perhaps. This person really, really wants everyone to go to the government school. Is that right?
That's right. She's right. Judgmental.
Yep, we're going to get to that here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're here live. It's the live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.